We do a Christmas show each year, and it's to raise money for rescues, animal welfare charities. All the volunteers give their time up. All the monies go back into the dogs and the cats. And what we really want to do is just raise as much money as we can to keep the animals off the streets.
What stuff will people be able to see? What will they be able to do? Who will they be able to talk to?
We have a fun dog show. It's based on scruffs. Everybody's welcome. Doesn't matter whether your dog's muzzled, whether it's a rescue dog. Everybody is welcome. It's just for fun. We try to make sure that everyone goes home happy. We have cake stalls, bottle tombola, tombola stalls. We have various pet stalls. There'll also be rescues on hand who can give out information and advice on your existing animals and also how you can go about rehoming a rescue from them.
Now, that sounds interesting. So if I've ever thought about wanting to do something with my free time or doing some good, and we're talking about animal welfare, you know, helping animals that are in need, you're telling me that I can learn from people how I go about getting involved?
There's loads of information available. What we do is that, you know, if you ask a rescue person, they'll tell you how to get into fostering. We are so short of homes, people that open up their homes to stray animals. Once they've been assessed, we can place them with you. We can give you full advice and backup on the end of the telephone. We can also visit you. But what we would like to do firstly is meet people who are interested in taking in an animal, giving it a second chance, keeping it safe.
This is being done, isn't it? We've got charities already doing this kind of stuff. Is there really a need for that sort of thing?
Unfortunately, with the larger organisations, they don't seem to be on the ground. The rest of us, the foot soldiers, we are the people that can have 4 or 5 rescued animals in at any time. I mean, I've had them tied to my gates. People have put animals in boxes and left them outside people's houses. And if the larger organisations were doing, in fact, what they profess to do, why would the rest of us have some 200-300 animals over the years that we've had to try and rehome?
You've had dogs tied to your gate. I mean, take us through, I mean, what was that about?
These were working dogs, and they were rather sort of cut up and bloodied. They had, unfortunately, they'd obviously been worked and they'd been let go. So we took them in and we fed them and we had them checked out, and then we sent them off to a rescue space that dealt with a specific breed. And obviously, you kind of all network together. This is what we're doing in Hertfordshire. We're really trying hard to build up a network of people that can help each other. This is an epidemic now. People aren't accountable. We've also got Christmas coming up. This is a terrible time of year for rescue because people are taking in the new additions, or they're waiting for their new additions. Therefore, if it doesn't get on with the existing animal just gets tied to a lamppost or something and let go. And we're up against it all the time. It would be lovely to have a Christmas where something wasn't giving birth in your bathroom, spare bathroom or your spare room. But unfortunately, this time of year, we are inundated with animals needing help.
What is it about Christmas time or the run-up to Christmas that's causing that in the first place? Why do they suddenly not have homes?
Because people are more unaccountable. We're very much, as a culture, we are, you know, we want something, we want it now. And unfortunately, if you want that puppy or you want that kitten or whatever it is, you will go out and you will get it. And the existing animal, then if it doesn't get on with that new puppy or kitten or whatever, it will suffer. And we obviously find that after Christmas is even worse than before Christmas, because we have an influx of animals because they found out that they're, you know, allergic, or there's some sort of, they're unable to cope with the animal and its training and its needs, etc. So some people just aren't prepared. They don't Google, they don't look it up first and do some they don't find information out. And for us, we really implore people, please really find out if this is what you want. Can you offer 15 years for a dog and maybe 20, 25 years for that kitten that's going to grow into a cat? Can you afford to keep it? Can you offer it a home for life?